So I'm here with Carol Patak from who's the co-founder of the Demand Driven Institute. We're here at the SC Tech Show and as well as the Demand Driven World Conference. And just want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me,
Oh, it's
first
my
off.
pleasure. My pleasure.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your work within the supply chain industry.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I started out in manufacturing back very early in my career. My undergraduate degree is actually in biology, and I ended up in a biologicals manufacturing company and discovered what really interested me was manufacturing. And I had a boss that really got me encouraged into getting associated with my professional association. And so that made me join Apex, which got me really involved with the supply chain industry. So I've stayed in supply chain for the rest of my career.
Okay. And what is the Demand Driven Institute and how would one get involved?
Okay, the Demand Driven Institute is a small think tank. What we do is we're responsible for the creation and the management of demand-driven MRP, of DDMRP. So we created this methodology. We're responsible for managing it and expanding it around the world. So our job is the thought leadership. We don't do any consulting, we don't do any technology, but there is many consultants and many technology providers and many educators that leverage our materials to bring that demand-driven MRP methodology to the world.
Okay. And when we're talking demand-driven supply networks, demand-driven MRP, what are some of the, I know it's packing a week's long of courses into a few sound bites, but what are some of the key attributes of a demand-driven
I think the
network?
key is because demand driven is something that a lot of people have tried to redefine, and you see a lot of bastardization of what demand driven means. What demand driven really means, the term was coined in 2003 while I was at PeopleSoft. So it is a PeopleSoft term, demand driven manufacturing. That's where it all started. And the definition today is as relevant as it was in 2003, which it's the ability to sense changes in customer demand and then adapt planning and production while pulling from suppliers in real time. So there's some key components of that definition. It's about sense and adapt. That's really the key in supply chains today, because if we don't adapt, then the company will die.
Okay. So you've been holding a lot of courses throughout this week here. What are you hearing from your course participants? What are some of the main pain points that are holding up their daily operations or impacting their daily operations?
Really, what we hear from everybody is that typically they have an inventory problem. They have too much of the wrong stuff. They have too little of the right stuff. And the problem is using the current formal planning systems they have today, they quickly oscillate from having too much to too little and too little to too much.
Okay.
And so planning is a very stressful environment, and that the forecast accuracy has been declining. So they're seeing volatility and uncertainty, and it's been increasing at an increasing rate, and at a rate much faster than what they're able to adapt to it.
Okay.
And so that's really the issue that we're seeing today. We're running the Certified Demand Driven Leader class today, and we have all senior executives in there, and that's really the issue for them, is that this volatility and uncertainty and complexity is increasing at a rate faster than what their companies can adapt to it.
Okay. Education has been a big focus at the event, constant learning, continually learning new things. Where do you see the biggest gap in knowledge within the supply chain right now, and what needs to be addressed?
I think the biggest thing is that the whole foundational paradigm that supply chain is based on today actually comes out of Newton and Newtonian physics, linear systems. And this is demonstrated by the popularity of advanced planning and optimization systems, because APO is based on the fact that it's a linear optimization. The problem that we have is that's great, but supply chains are not linear. Supply chains are truly complex adaptive systems. So complex adaptive systems operate by an entirely different rule set than a linear system does. And so I think that's the biggest thing that we need to address, is that underlying structure of what truly is a supply chain. It's a complex adaptive system. Therefore, a complex adaptive system does not stay in any steady state very long, and by definition, it can't be optimized. Now, the good news for us is that a complex adaptive system can learn, and it can adapt, and it can continue to evolve to a higher state. And it's how we get companies on that road, as opposed to the belief that it's all about trying to optimize between two conflicting points.
Okay. Last question, kind of a two-prong question, a little bit has to do with the talent gap within the supply chain industry. In your opinion, what's the root cause of this talent gap? And the second side of the question, how do you get more people excited about supply chain management?
I think it's twofold. First, the talent gap comes from the fact that the universities are still teaching the stuff that was developed in the 1940s and 1950s. I've looked at a number of school curriculum, and it absolutely perfectly prepares the student to run a company in 1956 in the United States. The problem is they're not graduating to 1956. They're graduating to 2016. And so the tools that are in their hands are woefully inadequate for them to be able to manage the companies that they're walking into. The volatility today, the interconnection of supply chains today, the fragmentation of supply chains today, global sourcing, global demand, reduction of product life cycles, they're woefully unprepared to be able to manage that. So the tools that they're coming out of school expecting to be able to run a company with are totally inadequate because they're based on an incredibly incorrect fundamental principle. So that's part of it. We need to get the universities teaching tools that enables a student to be able to manage a company in 2016. The other thing is that somehow supply chain isn't perceived as being a sexy place to work. People want to go into marketing. They want to go into sales. They want to go into finance. They want to do all those things rather than supply chain. So the reputation of supply chain isn't something that I hear students going into college say, "Well, what do you want to take up as your major?" "Oh, I think I want to be a supply chain manager." It just doesn't happen. Most people evolve into supply chain rather than targeting supply chain. So I think we need to do a better job of marketing supply chain as a role.
Great. Well, don't want to take too much of your time. A lot of great information out there.
Great.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And yeah, we'll be in touch further in the event.
Great. Thank you very
Thank you.
much.
Thanks.